You need to know this. Poet Robert Frost famously said, "Nothing gold can stay." Sadly, that's true today as the golden campaign of Rick Perry has officially ended.
As I've contemplated the future of this campaign, I have come to the conclusion that there is no viable path forward for me in this 2012 campaign. Therefore, today, I am suspending my campaign and endorsing Newt Gingrich for President of the United States.
We'd like to take a moment here on the program to eulogize the good Governor Goodhair campaign with some of his greatest hits.
I declare to you today as a candidate for President of the United States.
Your state has executed 234 death row inmates, more than any other governor in modern times. Have you...
Is it the Mitt Romney that was on the side of against the Second Amendment before he was for the Second Amendment? Was it was before he was before?
There's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school.
It is a Ponzi scheme.
Live free or die, victory or death. Bring it.
I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. Oh, I can't. The third one, I can't. Sorry. Oops.
We'll miss you, Rick. But in one last parting shot to Mitt Romney, Perry endorsed Newt Gingrich today, telling the few dozen or so supporters he still has left to vote for Newt in Saturday's South Carolina primary. Things have not been looking up for, have been looking up for Newt lately. He was considered the winner of Monday night's debate. He's benefited from Mitt Romney's week of gaffes regarding tax returns, speaking fees, and Bain Capital. Even got Sarah Palin's endorsement this week, for whatever that's worth anymore. Polls out of the Palmetto State reveal a late Gingrich surge, and he's now neck and neck or even beating Romney in some polls. Seems like nothing can derail Newt's campaign now, unless one of his many wives were to speak up.
I said to him, "Newt, we've been married a long time." And he said, "Yes, but you want me all to yourself. Calista doesn't care what I do."
What was he saying to you, you think?
He was asking to have an open marriage, and I refused.
He wanted an open marriage?
Yeah, that I accept the fact that he has somebody else in his life.
And you said?
No. No. That is not a marriage.
That was Marianne Gingrich talking about her ex-husband Newt in an interview airing on ABC tonight. Word on the street is that Newt wanting an open marriage is just one of many explosive revelations set to come out in tonight's interview, in which his ex-wife says he lacks the character to be president. The big question here isn't about Newt. It's about ABC News. We're just 2 days away from the South Carolina primary, a crucial contest that in part may actually decide who's the next president of the United States. And ABC News is running an uncorroborated interview with an ex-wife of Gingrich that could sway the electorate and leave Newt with no time to respond to the charges before the election. It's an October surprise in January. So is this diligent journalism or irresponsible journalism? Here to weigh in on this is Eleanor Clift, senior writer at Newsweek and contributor to the Daily Beast. And joining us from Los Angeles, Tim Kavanaugh, columnist at Reason and Hit and Run contributor. Welcome to you both. Glad to have you both with us. It seems to
me,
thanks, Tim. It seems to me that this actually may not hurt Newt. Rush Limbaugh has come out and said it might even help him. In fact, here's just a really short clip of Rush Limbaugh from today.
I got a great note from a friend of mine. So Newt wanted an open marriage, BFD. At least he asked his wife for permission instead of just cheating on her. That's a mark of character in my book. Newt's a victim. We all are.
Character, Newt's a victim. Actually, he asked her several years into the affair, so this, you know, to the issue of the press, this kind of highlights the issue of the press and their responsibility in this. Watergate broke before the election of 72, but really didn't get dug into, could have been, before the election. Bush drinking in the White House was broken by the National Enquirer before the election of 2006, but there was a lot of talk about it before 2004. There were rumors of Edwards and Hunter on the campaign trail at the time. Mm-hmm. What is the obligation of a news organization? Eleanor?
The obligation of a news
organizations to follow up on every one of those. The Bush drinking should have come out earlier. It did hurt him. Coming out a few days before the election may have hurt him more. It may have been more of a character issue if it had been able to be corroborated earlier. I think in the case of Marianne Gingrich, she has been available sort of as for an interview for some weeks. Reporters have been trying to get to her. She decided on her terms this was the outlet that she wanted. Everybody knew she was out there. She has made this charge before. I believe it was printed in Esquire magazine. So I think it's fair game for the media when Newt Gingrich is rising in the polls, could give Romney a battle. You have a fight for the heart and soul of the Republican Party. Much of it rests on values. I think it's fine to put this out. I think if they had interviewed her and sat on it, first of all, somebody else would have interviewed her in the interim. Yeah. So I think they're handling it responsibly.
So, Tim, your take on that same question, I'm curious.
I'm afraid I agree. I don't see any reason to sit on this story. As far as you use the word uncorroborated, I mean, the only possible corroborator to as far as we know is a two-person conversation would have to be Newt Gingrich himself. He's free to respond to the question. I would presume that ABC made an effort to get a hold of him and will have some, you know, sort of decline to comment in this story. But absolutely, I don't see any reason doesn't have a bearing. The voters have shown that they consider, you know, personal character issues, if we could call it that. And they may not vote on that. I think they proved with Bill Clinton that they don't vote on that. But this is of interest to the voters. And more importantly, it's of interest to television viewers. And ABC is trying to get as many of those as possible.
Well, I want to get to that because it seems to me that there was a time when news departments reported to news departments and even lost money because they were considered a public service and they were necessary for TV and radio stations to keep their licenses. Now news departments report to the vice presidents of education and they're expected to make a profit. And so is the standard in today's news what's going to make us the most money rather than what's, you know, really important for an informed electorate in a democracy? And
this was a good get in a political season. Other news outlets, I think, were attempting to get her. I don't think they said, ooh, this is going to make money. They said this will break through. This will get some headlines.
And, so it'll be both, actually.
Yeah, and I think that's legitimate. I don't think that's a craven motive.
Let me take this a step further. Tim, back to your...
As a print journalist, too, I have to say, you know, I'm sorry to admit that most of what I know about the history of newspapers is from Citizen Kane, but clearly, I don't know that there was ever a case where the news, delivery of the news, was considered a public service. It was always a very profitable market, if you want to look at newspapers.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Sarah Palin went into a presidential campaign knowing that she had an unwed pregnant daughter and apparently not informing her running mate of this early on anyway. And what does it say about our society and our press that if Barack and Michelle Obama had had an unwed pregnant teenage daughter being African Americans, that they would have been treated very differently? And
by
the press and the people.
The powers
by the press? By the press or by the campaign itself? I mean, in the case of Sarah Palin, that was a failure of the campaign's own intelligence gathering folks, that they didn't find all this.
I'm saying that would have played
for the vice presidency, and it came out very
that would have played thereafter to a racist stereotype in this culture. And
well, the powers of rationalization to defend your guy, a lot of Democrats forgave Bill Clinton for a number of things, and when Sarah Palin and her family stood on the stage and she had an unwed pregnant daughter, you had conservatives saying, isn't it nice that they're going to keep the baby and they're going to build a life together? Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So then the double standard. Elliot Spitzer stepped down, Bill Clinton was impeached, Anthony Weiner left, but David Vitter, after he got busted for being with a prostitute, which is actually a crime, none of those others committed crimes, Well, arguably, Spitzer did, but after he was with her, he came back to the Senate, got a standing ovation from his Republican peers. Newt is running for president, and Mark Sanford never stepped down.
Well,
why the double
standard? The court of public opinion is different in each of these cases, plus the fact the constituents in South Carolina who elect David Vitter don't mind, apparently, that he has this in his past, and his colleagues in the Senate were not willing to censor him for that, try to force him out. So he passed through all the separate juries in his life.
Yeah,
he's not running for president, and I don't think he would have much of a following, and not for that reason either.
Tim, your thoughts?
As a libertarian, I will have to both defend David Vitter's right to be with a prostitute and the prostitute's right to be with David Vitter. And also concur, Tom, that I think there is a difference in the way these things get repeated. I mean, it's true, Bill Clinton was impeached. He survived that. And, you know, to the extent that there seems to have been a court of public opinion, most people agreed that it didn't need to go as far as it did, although everybody was concerned that he lied under oath. And remains a legitimate piece of our history.
I almost wonder.
There's another thing, a factor here that you mentioned, other folks.
We're out of time. I'm sorry. We're just flat out of time. Tim, Eleanor, thank you both.
Nice to meet you.
Very much for being with us. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Eleanor. Nice talking with you. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.